Unit 1. Part A. Exercise 6. Hi everyone. Thanks for logging in. My name is Sam Stevens. Today, I'm talking to Claire Downes. At 29, Claire has a number of successful health and fitness businesses and brands. Claire, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk about your successful businesses in a minute. But first, I'd like to ask you two questions which interest many of our young listeners. When you look back to your teenage years, what things didn't you do and what would you do differently today?
Lots of things. You asked me to prepare for this question, Sam, so I've made a list. First, I'd tell that cute boy in the next class that I like him. I wouldn't be scared.
Yes, I'm sure many people feel like that years later. But don't let me stop you.
Okay, secondly, I wouldn't care so much what people think. I always wanted to please people, and I worried all the time what they thought of me. In my head, I said things like, if I wear that, they're going to laugh at me. Now I think it's just boring to be like everybody else. It's fun to be different, to be me. Third on my list is wasting time. I spent so much time doing nothing. I stayed in bed and sent endless text messages. Why didn't I learn a musical instrument or another language or something like that? Next, and connected to that, is reading. It's all there in books. You can learn about yourself, the world around you, and answers to those questions about life. Fifth, when I left home, I didn't know anything about looking after myself. Money, cooking, cleaning, etc. I learned very fast, I can tell you, but it's better to know about those things before you leave home. My final point is about time. I wouldn't want it to go faster. When I was young, I always thought about the future, like, when I'm an adult, when I finish school, why didn't I just live for the moment? And I'm sorry I didn't keep a diary and write things down. There were so many firsts. The first kiss, the first car, the first job.
Thank you, Claire. That was really interesting.
Sorry, one more thing. I never thanked my parents for living with a moody teenager. I often stayed in my room and didn't want to join them for breakfast. When I left home, I really missed those breakfasts.